On a cold spring evening in May 1944, as the Provisional Training Center was returning from a long, tedious march through swamps and rough country, a chant broke the stillness of the night. Upon investigation, it was found that a Negro soldier by the name of Willie Duckworth, on detached service with the Provisional Training Center, Fort Slocum, was chanting to build up the spirits of his weary comrades. It was not long before the infectious rhythm was spreading through the ranks. Foot-weary soldiers started to pack up their steps in cadence with a growing chorus of hearty male voices. Instead of a downtrodden, fatigued company, here marched 200 soldiers with heads up, a spring to their step, and happy smiles on their faces. This transformation occurred with the beginning of the Duckworth chant. Upon returning to Fort Slocum, Private Duckworth, with the aid of the Provisional Training Center instructors, composed a series of verses and choruses to be used with a marching cadence. Since that eventful evening, the Duckworth chant has been made a part of the drill at Fort Slocum, as it has proved to be not only a tremendous morale factor while marching, but also coordinated the movements of close order drill with troop precision.
What? Ha! Hut, hook, hip, hook, the heads are up, the chests are out, the horns are swinging and tin count. Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Here's count.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go back and count some more. Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Here's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We will march to beat the band and we'll never bite the hand. Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Here's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I had a good home to live.
You're right.
I had a good home to live.
You're right.
Jody was there when you